So when it is said that we can set goals, then is there any verse which tells what kind of goals we set? See, the Bhagavad Gita doesn't get into specifics, it focuses on principles. And in terms of principles, it described that our actions should be balanced. That means, say, if I consider weightlifting, and if I have a habit of lifting 10 kgs, and suddenly if I go tomorrow and try to lift 25 kg, I will injure myself. From 10 kg, I can move towards 11 kg, 12 kg. Eventually, after some amount of practice, I might come to 25 kg. But it is going to be a gradual growth. So, ayuktaha prakrutaha stabda shato naishkriti kolasaha vishadi dirga kutrija karta tamasa uchyate. So, Krishna says that there are three modes of material nature. Sattvaguna, rajoguna, tamoguna. Goodness, passion and ignorance. These modes basically are patterns of thinking, we could say. The modes are many things, but for our analysis, we can say they are patterns of thinking. So when people are influenced by the mode of ignorance, then they do not consider their capacity. And they work excessively. So then Krishna says, such a karta is not in sattvaguna. So such a karta is not in goodness. Such a karta can either be, such a doer is in passion or in ignorance. So if we don't consider our capacity and then set for ourselves a goal that is going to excessively burden and crush us, like a 10 kg lifting person expecting to lift 25 kg, that will injure us. This does not mean that one should not set lofty goals. It means primarily that one should have realistic steps forward for moving. So many of us suffer from depression sometimes. Now the problem often comes that depression is a function of expectation. So we don't have to depress ourselves, we can depress our expectations. Depress our expectations, it does not mean that we have to become lazy or apathetic, but it just means that we recognize that growth in life is always organic. It cannot be artificial or abrupt. When a plant is growing, I have to water it, seed has to germinate. It is going to take its time to grow. We cannot artificially accelerate the growth of things. So, when we set goals, we understand our capacity, and then from that capacity, we can strive to move upwards. And rather than trying to be the best, we should focus on trying to be our best. We live in a competitive world, so in a sense, competition can't be avoided. But still, if our focus is too much on others and how much others are achieving, then that if we find that others are better than us, that can give us inferiority complex. Or if we find that we are better than others, then we may just inflate ourselves with a big ego. But either way, we will be very much other-centered. So I consider myself great if I can do better than others. And if I can't, then I consider myself good for nothing. So rather than doing that, Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharma Atsunushtat. So dharme nidhanam shreya paradharmo bhayavah. Krishna says, what is your duty, you do that. Don't bother about what others are doing. So we assess our strengths and we try to stay on the path of self-improvement moving forwards. Does that answer your question?
Sir, adding to that question would be, suppose we get out of this framework where we're setting goals and we simply do something with passion, without having any goals. So wouldn't